I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm just going to say it. It's not just ladies that gossip. Let's just face it. Gossiping lands you nothing but trouble. Gossiping is the biggest waste of energy. It gets you nowhere. And when you gossip and then you tell other people that know other people, and then they know me, everything you're gossiping and texting and whatnot gets sent to me screenshot. And I had a conversation with this young girl in a county who owns, I don't know what she owns, some kid place or something. I have no idea. I don't know her. I don't know them. Got involved in private matters private matters. We're talking things that, you know, it's just the private matters, you know, marital matters, and was asked nicely to please stay out of private matters. Because next time I'm going to have to get legal counsel involved, because stay out of private matters, okay? If somebody contacts you, okay, and you know it's not of your business, the thing to do, ladies, because men do this too, because Eric's the one doing this stuff again, is he'll contact somebody in the county who in turn contacts other people and then talks to other people about it. And they in turn contact somebody and somebody, and then all of a sudden I get an email with all these screenshots, and that I don't understand why Eric is not keeping some things that you don't even discuss on podcasts and that, and talking freely in an area that you're not from here. I understand, Kimberly, but this is an extremely small area. And these women love to gossip around this area, but so do some of the guys. And it seems Eric's one of the guys, which I don't disagree. Eric inherited his gossiping gene, which is not okay. It's just crazy. Don't just one thing, folks, don't gossip. Don't get involved in things that are not of your place to get involved. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, don't get involved. If somebody has a counselor, then you tell them, hey, listen, you may want to take this matter to your counselor because I'm not comfortable getting involved. If you don't want people getting involved in your family matters, then don't get involved in theirs. It's that easy. I don't put up with stuff the same. My response isn't the same anymore. I handle things completely opposite, black and white, yin and yang, than what I did just a year ago. I literally contact the same young lady again in the final time. I asked you last time, don't get involved in matters. Okay? And then when people get involved, it's such a small area, and I would never, ever, for the love of God, I would never move, purchase, or buy, or be even existing in a small area, small town ever again. There's reasons why people want to exit small towns as soon as they get in them, unless you've been born or raised, because the gossiping and people interfering and people trying to get into every matter that you have in your life is off-putting. Unless you're a gossiping Nelly, then that's your cup of tea, and I will literally trade houses with you. You can buy mine, I'll buy yours. I don't like that stuff. I never liked it in high school. I was always uncomfortable when people gossip about people. I just wanted to sit there and look at them in their face and say, why don't you just bring the person that you're talking and gossiping about and bring them right here? Why don't we just go ahead and you bring them right here? Don't tell me about it. Bring them in here. I mean, when people do that, you're not adult enough to sit there. I mean, bring them in. I don't get it. Ladies, okay? Because majority of ladies do this stuff. It's off-putting. It's a turn off. It's not adult behavior. It's very high schoolish. It's childish. It's petty. It's immature. And most importantly, it gets you in trouble, because when you're gossiping, it comes right back to the person. And it wasn't even 24 hours. And here we go. I bought a house in a small town. I sure the hell didn't want to move in a small town. People gossip constantly in a small town. That's why you wonder why people walk around acting like they're in utter misery. I'm realizing there's many reasons why people are so unhappy, are miserable, and they look it and they talk it, and I've heard enough of it, and I'm not going to gossip what they say, but this is why. Is people have to respect people, and you give people privacy where you know privacy should be given. And if somebody is contacting you and telling you things, whatever, and you're uncomfortable, then, I mean, you need to direct them into plenty of hotlines that are anonymous. That's why there's 24-hour hotlines, ladies, for, and guys, because Eric did this, to contact to discuss your private matters, okay? Without getting into a small town, into the same gossiping group, which is going to come right back to me. Because people, the limited people that I've gotten to know, not in this general area, but within the county, know that I don't like that stuff. And you don't do that stuff, period. You know, there's certain things that don't discuss on podcasts, and certainly not going to be discussed to strangers. Because if you're a stranger and I got to call you for a second time, I shouldn't have to call you a second time or the first time, now should I? Because you wouldn't want me in your private family matters, would you? No. So ask yourself, why are you once again getting involved in mine? Not okay. And I'm not going to handle it the same way, and I'm not the same person. And that's it, you know. Here's your rule. Lessons today for the podcast, for yourself, my journey. Today's lesson. Do not gossip. Gossiping gets you nowhere but trouble. And you've got more better things to do with your time. Roll up your sleeves and help somebody out in need. Amen.